Please don't argue with facts. Season 2, episode 1. It's your host, Chadwick Do-Right. We got Corey Moore in here.
Yes, we do.
Special and guest. Dun, 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 dun. We've been trying to get her in forever, man. And our schedule just never came together, but it came together today. She said, Chad, I'm ready. I said, Lolo, you can come on in here. We want you in here. We got Lolo Loretta Allen in here. Lolo, how you doing?
I'm doing outstanding. How about yourself?
We doing pretty good.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting kickoff of the year with this one.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Kicking off with a bang. That's what I like to see.
What I'm talking about.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Appreciate y'all having me here.
Yeah, we've been trying.
I know I've been putting you off a couple of months now, huh?
Yeah, it's been a little while.
I had to make this one because I'm not going to allow this dude to talk about me on Facebook. Especially when I reached out to him this time around. No.
Now, Lolo, you just had an interesting campaign. You was running for District 2.
District 2 supervisor. And I came up a little bit short.
Uh-huh.
That was my first time ever running for a political seat. I know all the dirt that goes on when you're in the political arena, but I never thought my dog would be killed, poisoned. Never thought the oil would be drained out my motor.
So somebody killed your dog and mess your car up?
Fed him antifreeze. Mm. Came in the yard and fed him antifreeze, put sugar and candy bar in my gas tank, then drained my oil up out my motor. So motor car was right at $6,000, brand new motor for that type of car.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay, though. Wow. You know, I came up short. People didn't go out and vote for me. You know, they always hit me up on Facebook. Lord, I need you to do this. I need you to do that. And a good many people, I think you should run for the seat. Then when I did go and run,
I think that's one thing, Lolo. It's like people talk about they want change and they want action. But when it's time for that action, they never really
they
go
never
out.
They never show up.
They never show up.
But they show up to my school supply drive.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question. Do you think you could do more as a supervisor, or more of just being the voice of the people, as far as like being like the outspoken person you are, which like the act like you gotta have both sides. Like I always thought, like the dynamic of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, you gotta have like an antagonizer and somebody who's gonna work within the system. Uh-huh. You gotta have somebody outside leading charge and somebody inside that's willing to, you know what I mean, make your words come to life.
See, you know, I can do more both ways, but for as doing things like paving the roads, tearing down condemned houses, fighting for better paying job, I would have to be in that seat.
Inside that.
Because just me being on Facebook, being the voice, that ain't getting it. You got to be off in that seat. Joe Norwood is the only Democratic supervisor. They're on the board. All the rest of them Republicans.
And this is county, right? This is county-wide.
It's county and city.
County and city.
Yeah. You know, even though when the constituent called Raymond Newell up in District 2 and tell them about a situation, he would tell the people inside the city limit that the council and the mayor holds that they have nothing to do with the county. Well, that's a lie. You know, Raymond Newell, he does a whole lot of things in the conservative Republican area in District 2. But when it comes to the black African-American community, he don't do anything other than give them peas, collard greens, and they will go out there and vote for him. And then meanwhile, you still dodging potholes.
Yeah.
When the wind blowing outside, you still dodging trees. Got a tree hanging over the power line, you know, close to the street. All it ain't fighting for no better paying job. You start feeding them lies. They start allowing them in that seat. African-American hold the majority in District 2. It's more Democratic voters in District 2 than there is Republican, but they just don't show up to the
poll. They don't show up and vote.
Y'all might not believe this, but you have more Democrats in the state of Mississippi than you do in Republican. They just don't show up to the poll. They just don't show up to the poll.
So what's the purpose of being either one? When the time is
It's crazy. It's crazy, y'all.
You know, Lolo, one thing I do know about you, because we had a conversation probably, I guess, about a month ago. You said, Chad, call me, and I spoke to you, and you told me your concerns about the city, and I said, Lolo, I feel like you really genuinely care about the city, and you care about the people. I said, sometimes people see you on social media, and they don't get to see the side of you that I got to see. So tell everybody how you really like your concerns, because I think sometimes when you're on social media, the real Lolo gets lost, like the person that really cares about the city and the things that go on behind the scenes.
You know what, see, I'm going to tell you this. I've been on social media for over 10 years. I first started off on MySpace. It didn't go by my name, went by another name, but everybody knew who I was. And sometimes I would post things just for the solely purpose of shock value.
Right.
Just to see, can I ruffle some feather, who gonna say what or what not. And on MySpace, I had right at 2 million friends on my friend list.
Oh, man.
I did Blog Talk Radio show on the internet and had right at 2 million subscribers. And I got that due to the fact of being Lolo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before I asked the good side, I've been giving back to the community for over 26 years. So you'll hear a lot of bad, but you don't hear the good.
Right.
You hear all the bad, but you don't hear the good. A lot of things that I do, I don't involve the camera. I don't involve no WTOK, Twin State News. I don't need none of that. When you give it from the heart, you don't need WTOK there.
That's right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've been doing this school supply drive for so many years, the Christmas giveaway for so many years, turkey giveaway for so many years, just name it, even paying people bills for mm-hmm. so many years. But you'll never hear me saying it on Facebook.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? They know the crazy side. Some people know the serious side. I'm all about business. I love to have fun, too. Yeah. But I grasp all my fan base due to being Lolo.
Mm-hmm.
But they know me outside of being Lolo. They know me by being Loretta, okay?
That's right.
But, so, you know, and it doesn't matter what people think of me or whatnot, because my good do outweigh my bad. But like I said, the stuff I've been doing it for years on social media. For instance, the meme I posted on January 21st this year.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I posted that meme 3 years in a row now. And I got that meme off of MySpace over 10 years ago. And so it just so happened to show up in my timeline on somebody else's page, and I remember that meme. So I posted 3 years ago. No one said anything. Posted last year, just doing my time being a city marine employee. The city mayor called me up. Lo, you crazy. You crazy for that one. That was last year. This year, I'm running for supervisor. Yeah. I posted on January the 21st. 2 days later, I'm terminated. Mind you, January the 21st this year, Percy Bland and I had a dispute. We had a disagreement about some things he promised what he would do if I got behind him running for mayor in 2017. See, you know, a lot of people think, Lo just take up for Percy, team Percy. It's not like that with me. When Percy reached out to me, he reached out to me the end of 2016. He said, I need your support. Support in what, Percy? Running for mayor. I can't vote for you. I live in the county. No. I need you to be boots on the ground for me and whatnot. I said, Percy, in order for me to get behind you and support you, you're going to have to come to the table and let me know what you have to offer in order for me to get behind you. Mm. And so we met up at the state forum in his conference room, me and about five more other people, and he sat there and fed us all the promise. And then here it is. I'm out there putting out signs, put out over 500 signs for the guy.
Mm.
Signed up a good many, a few hundred people, registered to vote, went around to every housing authority complex, had my push card, done all of this for him, free of charge, didn't charge him anything, he didn't put no gas in my tank or anything.
Mm.
He get in that seat, okay, Percy, what's up with the road payment? It's coming, Lo, it's coming. Mm-hmm. Okay, Percy, what's up with tearing down the condemned houses? It coming. What's up, Percy, with cutting around these ditches? Lo, it's coming, give it time. Meanwhile, I'm seeing you doing work in the conservative area. But in the black community, which got you in that seat, you ain't doing anything in that area. Mm-hmm. So I finally had enough after people calling on my job, coming on my job, inboxing me, right. Like on the mirror.
Right.
Did what you said he was going to do, and we vote for him. He haven't done this, he haven't done that. And folks coming on my job, crying because they bust their tie, because of potholes or whatnot. So I'm constantly reaching out to this guy. He constantly just pushing me away.
Uh-huh.
So on January 21st, I'm like, I done had enough of this.
Mm-hmm.
Person, where you at? Come see me. Mm-hmm. And I cussed him out. I cussed him out. 2 days later, Corey Moe, I'm fired.
Uh-oh.
About a meme I posted on Facebook that I posted 3 years in a row.
Right.
Last year, person thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, this year, I'm terminated. And then go on the news with it. I was a part-time employee.
Right.
They called a WTOK Meridian Star on me.
Yeah, I remember that. Like I never seen that on the news.
Like I was Phil Bryant. Trump. I'm like, hold up, dude. It's not even necessary to go on the news with this.
Right.
Okay, Percy, you fired me. Leave it alone. And then WTOK ran the story and said they reached out to me and couldn't get no response. And I'm like, anybody would have known that was a lie. So the next morning, Twin State News inboxed me on Facebook. Ask me, do I care to tell my side of the story? Just give me the time, I'll be there.
Right.
You know, WTOK never gave me a chance to tell my side of the story. They tried to make it seem like that I got selected, was sworn in as the NAACP president that day,
uh-huh.
and turned around and made that post. I got sworn in that morning as the vice president of the NAACP, and I posted that picture around 3 o'clock that afternoon. Hours later now, hours later didn't have anything to do with it. And so they reached out to the NAACP president, WTOK did, want to know what they think of a member of posting this on social media. Well, NAACP don't own me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I volunteer being a member of the organization. I mean, they don't own me. Whatever I do on my page is my page. It's not like I've done it on the chapter page. I've done it on my own page.
Uh-huh.
And so president goes on there and say a few things on WTOK. He didn't say what he told me he would say that morning when he reached out to me. He said something completely different. So when I call him up, come on, man, what's up with that? I'm mad, too, because they misconstrued my word. No, they didn't misconstrue your word, dude. Those words come out your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I resigned from the NAACP.
Okay.
I resigned, stepped down. You know, I feel like this right here. Here it is. The organization have no problem when they outed me on the news, when the city of Meridian outed me on the news. And then a few months later, you let go three officers and refused to say their name. And when I reached out to the NAACP president, are you going to go to the city, the media about that?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to do it. Mm. So that pissed me off. So I said, I'll tell you what, I won't like this organization. You don't have to worry about me no more.
So you feel like it was kind of like a witch hunt on you? Like they were just coming?
Yeah, because I was running for the supervisor seat, just like Richard McAllister, Percy Bland, CAO.
Yeah.
After I'm fired in January, he turned around in May and filed a stalking charge against
me. I was about to say, didn't you have some legal troubles at one time?
Yes. This guy, okay, I'm sitting over here, Ben David out the park at a Stop the Violent rally now.
Uh-huh.
And you have the Honorable Andre Harris Sr. walk over to me. And he said, the guy come down there Friday and filed charges on you. Mind you, it was on the Sunday. I said, what guy? He said, the guy. He said, you know. I said, no, I don't know. Tell me who you're talking about. He said, the guy that worked for Percy. Well, there's several people work for Percy. I'm not knowing who he's talking about or what he's talking about. And I said, Terrell Thompson. He said, no. He said, you know, I got the name and name. I said, Richard McAllister. He said, yeah. I said, dude, go on about your business. He said, no. He come out there Friday. I was the only judge there, so I signed it. I said, you signed it? What did he charge? What did he say I done? Mm-hmm. Stalking. Stalking. I'm like, man, I might not be the best looking person in the world, but I'll be damn well I saw something looking like Richard McAllister. I come on. And I'm thinking this guy was joking around, right? I'm thinking he's joking around now. Man, I go down there that next day and show up. They booked me in like I was Charles Manson. Fingerprint, mugshot, and all over a lie. And then all the justice court judges recused themselves from hearing this case. So I had to wait on another justice court judge out of different county to come hear the case a month later. Richard McAllister stood on that stage for over an hour line. On that stand for over an hour line. It didn't take me a good 5 minutes for the judge to find me not guilty.
Mm.
That dude said I went to his son's baseball game. Taking a picture of him and his family. Put it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So I take a video of him and his family. Put it on Facebook. So I repeatedly follow him to work. And repeatedly follow him after hours.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Russell. I was told after Richard filed his bogus charge that he stays in Collinville. So what do I look like getting up out of bed every morning driving for Russell away to Collinville? Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now. He said, I repeatedly done this. This I follow him repeatedly to his son's baseball game. Now, most people I've been into with on Facebook, if they were seeing this big old black thunder out there, Phil Hardy, come on now, they would have called the police on me. Either they would have showed up in court.
Right.
The dude said, I've done all this, and you ain't got not one witness, Richie.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't need no witness.
Uh-huh.
I got to go out on my side. So I'm like, dude, please. And I even asked the judges, why are y'all recusing yourself from this? Like the one that signed out for him. You didn't recuse yourself for signing out for him. Come on now. Stop. Uh-huh. And then it was during the election time. Campaigning time. Come on now. And then old folk asking some of my helpers, is this the one that was charged with stalking?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, that actually hurt me some too when I ran supervisor. Uh-huh. If this the one that was stalked in the paper for stalking?
Uh-huh.
I'm talking, these some of the old people now that I'm always helping. They was even questioning my character. Is this the person that name was in the paper? Mm-hmm. All over life. Mugshot on WTOK website.
Yeah. I remember a lot of people was coming for you, Lolo, because I remember... Did you ever find out who was putting those signs up? You know, those little signs in the ground, like no, whatever they was. Mm-hmm. Did you ever find out?
I never found. You know what? Never in history. Have y'all ever had somebody, have I ever known that to be done to anybody running for a seat?
I've never saw it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they were really after me. They were after the realest. Somebody. I'm like, you got all these other folks running. Why you ain't saying no Cornelia, no Craig, right. Or no Raymond Newell, no Lolo?
Yeah.
I mean, they got it so bad, it was all on my block with it. Mm. And the lady across the street, she was upset, said that wasn't right, and she was going and pulling it up. No, don't pull it up. Let it sit right there. Let it sit right there. That don't bother you? Absolutely not. That let me know my hot ticket in town. No, that don't bother me. Don't pull that up.
Now knowing what you know, Lolo, and what you said previous about the voters not really turning out, would you ever run for another political office again in Meridian? Or for Lauderdale County, would you ever run for another?
I won't say I would never run for one. I would never say, but I tell you this though, if I run for a seat again, I think I'll run as an independent. Mm-hmm. Instead of a Democrat, I think I'll run as the independent.
Yeah.
You know, you got work in both got Republican and Democrat.
That's right.
And I would just rather run as an independent. Rather than a Democrat, just like this race coming up in 2021, you're going to have a good many people that are going to run for mayor as a Democrat.
Yes.
Some of them ain't going to make it to the general election.
Right.
Some of them not going to make it.
So they probably should run as an independent then, just to kind of...
Yeah. And then sometimes you run as an independent, people begin to think you're a mole. Sometimes when people run as an independent, perhaps somebody put that person from the Republican Party, put that person up and run as an independent. Mm-hmm. Just like when...
To throw the vote off.
Yeah, to throw the vote off. They're not running to win. They actually run to throw it off. They run to help a Republican get off in that seat. For instance... When Walter Patton ran a few years ago for mayor, I think that he would put up the run. He didn't have enough fan base to even make it. And I believe they just put him in there so he debate and tack Percy or whatnot.
That's right.
He was only tacking Percy, just like I believe the late Mr. Wapner Huckner would put in there to attack Sherry Berry. Mm.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, they do that. Yeah. They do that. He wasn't running to win. He was just running to attack.
Yeah.
And I just have to have to know Mr. Patton.
Yeah.
I grew up right down the block where his mother, Miss Annie Kate Patton, lived on. And I'm like, ain't no way this dude is running for mayor. He don't stand a chance. But once I saw the debate, he was attacking Percy.
He was coming,
I'm like, okay, he was planning to run as an independent. Just attack Percy. He wasn't running to win. Mm-hmm. He knew he didn't stand a chance of winning. But I think that me running as an independent, I think I can get votes from both sides. Just like when Pastor Scotty Cole ran as Lauderdale County's tax collector back in 2015 as an independent first.
Uh-huh.
And I hit him up, why is you running as an independent? He said he want to get votes from both sides. Oh, okay. But sometimes when people run as an independent, you know, it's questionable to some people why independent, why not Democrat.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I see now that you got some shady people on both sides, Republican and
independent. I think that's a problem with America in general, is too much pick a side.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what side is saying what, pick a side. Mm-hmm. Like, it could be... You can be totally against what they speaking on, but pick a side.
Yeah, you're on that side. Like, kind of like a game. You got to ride with your team.
You got to ride with this team, mm-hmm. you know? And I think that division is what creates too much problem.
Because mm-hmm.
there's nobody listening. It's people yelling back and forth at each other. Nobody listening to try to create a solution.
Lolo, let me ask you real quick, on a broader scale, what do you think about the economy, like, or the politics of the country with Trump?
Oh, he needs to go.
Who are you in support of? This listen.
Support of what?
Like, would it be Elizabeth Warren or Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders? Who would you think would be a good president?
I think Joe Biden would be a good president.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Uncle Joe?
Yeah, Uncle Joe. That's my dog. I like Joe.
Yeah. How you feel about this impeachment thing that came up with Trump?
Oh, he'll never leave.
See, that's what I told everybody. I said, y'all have to understand the process. I said, there's too many Republicans in the Senate. It passed the House, the Congress, but it's never going to pass the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I almost feel like it's going to galvanize his fan base.
It is.
So when 2020 comes around,
it's going to make him look like the Teflon Don.
You know, and everybody going to rally behind him. Oh, he's an underdog now. We got to push behind him because they try to get him out of here.
Yeah.
I think he's going to win 2020, though.
I think it depends on who runs with Joe Biden. If Joe Biden gets a ticket, right? And whoever runs with, whoever he puts on the ticket with him. Whoever, if Bernie Sanders runs, whoever gets on the ticket with him, if Elizabeth Warren, whoever gets on the ticket with her, to make them have a strong election, race against Trump. Yeah.
Who was the guy Elizabeth Warren tried to get on the ticket with her, the black guy? He ran for a seat here recently.
You're not talking about Cory Booker, are you?
No, not Cory.
Was it Gilliam?
Him. Gilliam. I think he'd be good on the ticket with Joe Biden.
See, like that's what I think is going, like that's the message you got to send coming from the opposite side. It's got to be somebody opposite of Joe Biden, mm-hmm. or opposite of Bernie Sanders, or opposite of Elizabeth Warren to get on the ticket with them to sure up the, you know what I'm saying?
All the votes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's the way you beat a Trump in the 2020. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because he, like, it's too much divisiveness with Trump, too much division. So you got to show unity on your side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do y'all remember the audio that came out of Winston Lennon saying that the people of District 2 has a low IQ? Do y'all remember that? Y'all recall hearing
that? I don't think so.
Okay, there was audio on YouTube of Winston Lennon having a conversation with a former department head, the city of Marie Bunker Parkage, and he said that the citizen of Ward 2 has a low IQ. He said you can explain things to them and they still wouldn't get it. Now, I'm going to tell you this right here. It pissed me off when I heard that.
Yeah.
But what he said was true. He just delivered it wrong. Just like I'm telling these people on Facebook, Trump ain't going nowhere. And they tell the house that he's been impeached.
Yeah, they don't know the process. But they think impeachment means you're gone.
Like, they just put the icing on the cake for what Winston said. I'm like, idiot, I'm telling the man ain't going anywhere.
No, he's not.
Because Bill Clinton was impeached.
Yeah.
He didn't go anywhere. So he finished it out his full term, and Nixon was impeached.
He was about to, but
he said, "Know what? I know I'm guilty. Let me get about it." You know what I'm saying? So he's like, that's the process. That's the reason why you would look at that. You would think, okay, that means he finna, like, but it's a whole lot you got to do to get that man up out of office. The best way to do it is at the voting booths for people to go out there in election time and vote him out.
So,
which he sees.
So do you think Biden's going to beat Trump in 2020?
I think he'll beat him. I think Biden will beat him. He put Gilligan on his ticket. Because that young black man there, he got a fan base behind him.
Yeah. I'm just worried about if this impeachment has cost Trump fan base to rally. Because I'll be honest, he has the most loyal fan base I have ever seen. I mean, this man can do no wrong or say no wrong. They gonna stick by him.
To me, that's a gift for him, but it's a curse for them.
Yeah.
Because, Martin Luther King said, you know, an injustice to one's injustice to all, because one day it can be at your back door or whatever he's doing. You know what I'm saying? Because it's kind of becoming like a more of a dictatorship-ish. All this stuff started, like, back when, like, I hate to reference, like, Hitler, but this all started that way. Mm-hmm. It all started with this man with this voice galvanized people to do things, and people not taking the moral compass and going, okay, that's wrong. Let's not be so one-sided and like, this playing this team game. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We all are a team, and that's how it always starts. And I just see people like our guy that was on the podcast with us. Paul. I see him on Facebook, and I just be looking like they try to find so many directions to not say what it is, and it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But like, if this was Obama era, and he did 10% of what this guy got away with, they would have his head on the stake and ready to crucify him to hell and back. You got to think about it. They crucified this man for wearing a tan suit.
Right.
Fox News went in on him for wearing a tan suit. They crucified him for having Common at the White House because he wrote a song with Tupac's aunt. The lady that exiled to Cuba.
I forget.
They crucified him for having him at the White House. Mm-hmm. Common, the rapper Common, the most like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I can just imagine, like, that's what I look at, like,
right.
It ain't gotta be, I don't know much about politics. I'm looking at the character of people. You know what I'm saying? And I'm seeing it like, Jesus Christ. You know, it ain't no help for him, man. Yeah. It just ain't no help for him. It's a sad situation.
Yeah, Trump, his supporter, lawyer.
Yeah.
In this wrong, they would defend him to the end, and they always want to bring up Obama. Obama don't want the president. Every time you get on,
Obama, Hillary,
Trump recently made fun of a deceased guy, the guy that passed away. He'd be a Senate
McCain.
McCain, yeah,
not McCain.
The other guy. Yeah, the other guy. He was a war.
I know you're talking about
him. Made fun of him, but his fans don't see anything wrong. But
then they will go crucify Colin Kaepernick, taking a knee. Like, can we be serious? I don't get it. I really don't get it. I don't understand these folks.
Well, it just kind of show you the state of our country, though. I mean,
it's just team bias. It's just you pick a side.
You got to pick a side, and people consciously know what's going on.
Yeah,
but they have to remain loyal because it's like, if I say this is wrong, then that's me saying that I lost or I was wrong. Yeah. You know what I mean? And nobody wants to be wrong in their decisions. Uh-uh. Nobody wants to say that, hey, I was wrong. I made a bad decision here. So you just have to stick with it.
Yeah, like I have people that would tell me over the phone something about Trump, but with me on Facebook, they will never repeat what they said about it. And I'm like, I don't buy into that. If you really feel this way over the phone, why did you say it on Facebook? When I tell you his fan base are loyal, they are loyal. And speaking of Trump just might pull it off, when Percy ran against Dustin in 2017 and I was bashing Dustin on social media, Percy was scared that Dustin was going to pull it off. He said, people are going to start feeling bad for Dustin. They just might go and vote for him.
Let me ask you a question. Because you have gotten into it with a lot of people. You have went in, and when I say you are 50 Cent with the going in on somebody on social media, you are 50 Cent a Meridian going in on somebody on social media. Is there anybody you ever felt like, I should have went too far with him, or too far with her? Anybody you like just kind of felt I should pull back a little bit on the reins with that person? Nobody.
That might sound hard.
So anything that you've ever said, you always feel like, this is what I should have done. I'm going to stick behind this.
Okay, and if it was, would you go in and be like, okay, I didn't mean to go as far. Would you apologize if somebody, you did feel like you may have went too far with somebody?
You know, it's been times that I say things on Facebook.
And retracted.
And somebody, family member, would hit me up in my inbox. And it said blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. And due to the fact that I respect that person,
you would do, okay,
I would take the post down.
But if I
put something out there, I mean it.
You probably don't remember, Lord, it's been years ago with the Mike Brown case. You had said I don't think me and you were friends on Facebook, but somebody sent you a screenshot of one of the things that I posted, and you had reposted on your page. It's been years ago, so I don't expect you to remember. We didn't even know each other at the time. And I never said anything about it. And I was like, man, I wish she would have just kind of talked to me about it. I could have explained to her what I meant by it.
What did I say to you?
And this is during the Mike Brown case when the police was on trial, and I said, before we get upset, because we know this police is about to come back, the verdict is about to come back not guilty, because we know police are rarely going to be found guilty a black man. I said, sometimes we have to watch our own actions. I said, yeah, he didn't deserve to die, but had he not went to the store and roughed the clerk up, you know what I mean? The police would have never been called on the scene. He walks out and he's still alive. And I said, sometimes you have to be watchful of your own actions, because we always think about consequences having, you know, actions having consequences, but sometimes the punishment doesn't fit the crime.
It don't.
Because him just doing something in the store, I think he took some out of the store maybe.
Yeah.
That wasn't worth him losing his life over. But once you open that door, you don't know what's on the other side of that door. See, the police come and then something transpire, something progress, escalates, and then bam, this man done shot you dead. And you done lost your life. So all I was saying was, no, he didn't deserve to lose his life, but just be watchful of your actions so that you don't even have to open that door. You know what I'm saying?
It's almost like I heard Kevin Gates say this one time. He said, it's almost like if I need a gun to go to work, I don't need to go there.
Right.
I don't need to go there at all. I don't need to be in that place. You know what I'm saying? If I need that just to be in that place, I don't need to go there. It's like self-accountability.
Right.
You know what I mean? I get what you're saying. Like I said, but at the same time, reverse that story. White kid, rough up a clerk. Is he still dead?
Probably not.
It's the reality of our being, but it's crazy. Just because you're white, I'm black, our outcomes would be that much different. you can be more vicious than I was, but because I'm in the eye of that police officer, I'm more violent. I'm more, you know what I'm saying, a threat to you. I'm dead. You get what I'm saying? No. That's the only part I hate about it. And the police is there to protect and serve and assist situations in a way to where you don't have to even use that force to do it. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's why I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying.
But at the same time, you're talking about a young kid.
He's definitely not
developed maturity to understand, you know what I'm saying? We all did dumb shit at 15, 16, 14, you know, years old. We all did dumb stuff we weren't thinking twice about. And that's the only thing about it that kind of makes, like, it's like, for me, we have, like, and then, like, but if I was a white kid, if I make a mistake, I don't get the ultimate penalization for it.
Right.
You know what I mean? But a black kid, you know, you're still a cannonball, you might die. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She like the girl that buried her baby in the yard, the white girl.
Just
let her go. Just let her go home. She buried a baby, had a baby, and didn't tell nobody, then buried it. And they just let her
get a pass. And then,
I said, wow.
And then Chakai, the little boy that was killed here, found out there on Crab Apple Drive. They arrested the lady, the homeowner, then let her go. Dismissed all charges against her. It was her house. The little boy was found dead then. Let her go. But yet you want to charge the mom for allowing her child to go with the mom's stepmom, but you let the white lady walk. Now, if you tell me this child was dead in this house for I don't know how many months, no law enforcement officer, when they were in there, they didn't smell that odor. This lady lived there. You didn't smell this body come from your basement. It was in this house for months. You know, officer told me she kept it so cold off in there, you can smell the odor. Ain't no way.
Yeah, I can't buy that one.
Ain't no way.
So that means she kept it cold like a deep freezer. For real. That's the only way you cannot. Like, you can have some stank in the refrigerator and open up and be like, ooh, something smells bad in here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
That's
right.
You know what I mean? But, like, yeah, I don't, y'all don't buy that at all.
I don't understand that.
So, transition a little bit, Lolo, since you're speaking about the law. You was really in tune with the Couple of Podcasts?
Absolutely.
How do you feel about that whole situation?
I feel that you have some people that gotten away scot-free with murder. I feel that MPD did not do their job. The district attorney office did not do their job. The AG office did not do their job. Percy Bland, as the mayor, did not do his job.
And you have a good relationship with the Andracchio family. You pretty good relationship.
I do.
Yeah. Is that still? I'm pretty sure it is, but it's been really tough on their family, hasn't it?
Just absolutely.
All this podcast coming out and people still talking about
it. February would be 6 years. Ray and Todd child was murdered in his own apartment. Be 6 years the child was murdered. They ain't trying to get no verdict. They ain't trying to arrest anybody.
Can we get, like, for people that may not know or, you know, just fresh to it, can you give some context to what the...
Okay, Christian Andracchio was allegedly dating this Whitley Goodman person, and Whitley Goodman's friend, Dylan Swearington, called Christian while he was in Louisiana on the boat working, that Whitley here cheating on you and driving around in your vehicle. So Christian decided to come home to put her out. He come home and end up dead. Well, dead for about 4 or 5 hours in his apartment before they called 911. And then they called 911. They giving them the wrong apartment, the Woodland. That's on Highway 39. This happened out there in Willow Ridge. Now, this guy, he left his vehicle there in Louisiana. And Dylan Swearington drove to Louisiana to pick him up because Dylan owed Christian money. And his plan was put her ass out, get his key to his car, and go on back to his job.
Mm-hmm.
Never made it back to his job. They wished to tell us that he killed himself. Okay, he had a gun in his vehicle on his job in Louisiana.
Why drive home to kill
yourself? What the hell? You gonna drive all the way home and kill yourself? You can kill yourself right there on your job. Get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That didn't make sense. And then that dude was dead for about the medical exam, 4 or 5 hours before they called 911. He was already dead.
Yeah.
So, and Whitley Goodman claimed she was high on whatever. She was asleep. She didn't hear the gunshot. Come on now. If you were here, if you were only hear this stage 911 call, from day one when I heard this 911 call, I knew it was a lie.
Yeah.
And you know, over the years, when Percy Blandy first came to mayor, sit on Meridian, there was a good many cases with MPD I helped solve. Mm-hmm. When I found out about this case and I reached out to MPD, they rejected me. It's the power to be. Mm. Because one of the cats that's involved in this is Bilbo Mitchell's son. That's at the time, Bilbo okay. Mitchell was the DA. Mm. And his son, Hayes Mitchell, which committed suicide, died from a drug overdose in 2017. Mind you, Christian was murdered in 2014. Hayes Mitchell's name came up in it. 3 years after this happened, Bilbo decided he went off the case. He referred to the AG office, Attorney General office. 3 years now. Oh, I used to be his soccer coach when he was little. It's taking you 3 years to realize.
That up.
Yeah, no. 3 years now, statute of limitation. Can no longer sue for wrongful death. Mm. The Andrew Rocchio didn't want no money. They want justice.
Right.
Mm. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And I'm like, if something like that can happen to a white person and no conviction, that's a matter of what happened to us.
That goes back to the same what I was saying earlier about people that's a Trump supporter. Like, you might see it going on with other people, but it always can hit home right mm-hmm. there where you at. It's just a power dynamic, man. It's just a power dynamic. It's just like, who is where? You know what I mean? Like, what do you sit? And it's like you say, he's the DA. So I can fix some stuff to make sure my guy gets off, even though it's your son that got hurt.
You and at the time, the chief of police was Johnny Lee. He showed up to the scene, shut it down, suicide. He didn't have the power to shut down anything, no matter he's chief of police or not. He didn't have authority to shut it down.
So he just walks up and says...
He was living out there in the Willow Ridge apartment too at the time. He just walked up to the scene, shut it down for suicide. Come on now. Here it is. A bloody shirt was found behind a toilet bowl that did not even make it to court. A knife did not make it to court. This book, diary that Whitley had all of Christian information in, did not make it to court. They presented the case to the DA as a suicide. Rather than murder, or letting the jury decide what error they want to take.
So, and I heard something about the way the gun was put, or where it was at. Okay, it was kind of hard. It'd be crazy if he would have shot himself, the gun would have landed in a certain, like wouldn't have landed the way it did, or mm-hmm. been in the place it was at, mm-hmm. or something like that. They did like some type of forensic.
It was stuck between his left thigh and the belt tube. Let Jay Ayrton, that worked for MPD, let him tell you that Christian shot himself sitting on the toilet. Well, how in the hell he imagined turning around and lead over the bathtub? When you shoot yourself in the head.
It's over with. It's nothing.
Didn't ever did test the gun. So the gun they got, they don't know whether or not that's a murder weapon or not.
Wow.
They didn't care.
So at this point, is there anything that can be done? Like, is the Andracchio family going to try to keep pursuing it? I know they still
absolutely.
Looking for
answers. They went before the city council, asking the council to write the Department of Justice, get the Department of Justice to come in and take a look at this case. Council approved of it. You got four councils that voted in favor of it. George Tomlin voted against it. We don't know whether or not the letter was sent to the Department of Justice or not. It wasn't certified. Mm-hmm.
You attend a lot of council meetings, Lolo?
Absolutely. And I get on the agenda to speak to.
And see, that's what I mean. Like, people that do what you're doing, attending council meetings, that's somebody that really cares about what goes on. And I don't think people get to see that side of you, and they don't get to hear a lot of that. They just, like I said, they just see what you post on Facebook. But somebody that would attend council meetings, you're not doing that just to be there. You're
absolutely
doing that because you really care about the city, and you really care about the people. And I'm glad people get to see that side of you, you know?
What made Lolo be this compassionate about Meridian? Like, what drives you to do it?
Let me tell you this. You ever get sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired?
Oh, yeah.
Listen to the same excuse after storyline after storyline. As a little girl, I remember this guy. I can't remember his name, but I know his face. And anybody call his name, I know exactly who he is. But I can't think of his name right now. Every year, every 4 years, it was so often, come by the house, ask my mom to vote for him. She would go and vote for me. You vote for me, I'm going to clean this ditch out. I'm going to clean this ditch out. And I'm a little old girl, so you know, I don't know how y'all upbringing was, but you can't say nothing to grown folks in front of grown folks when you're a child. You get, I knew that man coming one time before and said, this is what he going to do, and he never done it. Mm-hmm. 4 years come around again now. I'm grown now. Uh-huh. I ain't got a little girl no more.
That's right.
You've been lying to my mom for the longest. Mm-hmm. You see, you got some old folks, they don't know anything about politics. My mom was no political type of person.
Right.
But mm-hmm. she trusts this man. The man said, he going to do this, he going to do that. You know, some people come around and give you that joker smile. And before we mesmerize with that man, just lure you on in. And guess he lured in that smile she would have voted for. And the street was all raggedy. The ditch was still all over. We had to get in there and clean the ditch out ourselves. My mom and dad, 14 kids, 14 of us. Mm. Five sets of twins. So hell, they had us out down on the damn ditch, clean the damn ditch out. And this man in the city could have been doing it. Mm-hmm. It could have been, look, fight off snakes for many days. So I just finally got sick and tired. The press would bust a pipe.
Yeah.
And I let him have it. You bring your, I ain't little no more. I'm gone now. And then Miss Polly Hatterberg. Do y'all remember Miss Polly? Still Right Icons. She stayed right there on 18th Avenue and 18th Street. Little short lady went to St. John Church. She marched with Dr. Martin Luther King. Mm. She took me up on the wing and schooled me on some things too. Mm. And I've been hell on the wheel ever since.
So she kind of molded you into. Mm-hmm. Thinking and believing what you did.
Yeah. Now, you said you're one of 14. You was one of 14 kids. Mm-hmm. What was life like growing up for you, Lolo? Because I don't think people know a lot of your background. What was that like being?
I'm going to tell you like this. I lost my dad 2 days short of my 5th birthday. I'm a twin. Mm-hmm. And it was rough to have that many kids. And all of us just about underage. It was rough. One single parent.
Yeah.
It was this white man.
Where did you line up in the 14?
Next to the, I was the fourth from the baby.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm like, here it is. You had to get out there and hustle. Because I see my mama struggling many days, sacrifice many days. You know, it was some days that we only went for one meal because it was so many of us. Even though my mom and dad, they was married, and she was able to get his Social Security. But back then, 1977, Social Security wasn't much.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot.
It wasn't much at all. So, hell, when I got a little bit bigger, it's this guy that stayed in the neighborhood around the corner. His name, Howard Malone. He just recently died this year. He taken me and some of my siblings up on his wing, showing them how to plant garden, veggie. Took her out to sell her, and that was a hustle. And I was so happy to make that little small money and come back and give my mom some of that money. I got sick and tired of seeing my mama struggle. I always used to say, when I get old enough to get me a real job, I'm going to take care of my mom, because I saw my mama struggle many days. Mm-hmm. And then my first job was at Mr. Cook Restaurant.
Oh, Mr. Cook.
You talking about a child happy to come home and give her mama her paycheck? Mm-hmm. These kids don't do that nowadays. Mm. You can't even get a pack of cigarettes, mine. I was so happy. Y'all just didn't know how happy I was to give my mom my money. I was so happy. I was so happy. And then I left from Miss Cook Restaurant and started working for East Mississippi State Hospital. I was the open manager at Wendy's on 8th Street. Mm-hmm. I would come home and give my whole check from East Mississippi State Hospital. That's just how happy I was, take care of my mom, because I saw my mom struggle many days taking care of us.
So
time got so tough, she didn't leave us. No, you know, the parents give us it.
Right.
My mom was tough.
You want to pay it back.
You know, a lot of people would say, it's hard raising boys. As my brother, wasn't that hard of my mom. She was country woman. She didn't play. Mm. But you know, I lied my mom on December 25th of 98 of a massive heart attack. But I tell you, that was a warrior there. I seen my mama feed the people in the community. Every holiday, the old folks in the community, they got to play. School supply the kids in the neighborhood. They had to worry about school supply because she always provide kids in the neighborhood. And I picked up from her. Mm. Yeah.
She was a good woman, huh?
Oh, yeah. But she didn't play now. She was low key. She wasn't all rowdy like me. She was low key, very low key. It took a lot to get upset. And I'm going to tell you this. A lot of people say, Lo, you curse so much. Where you get all that cursing from? It had to be my daddy. Because my mama never did curse.
Right.
I never heard my mama use a curse word. Never. Never. And they always say that you are the image of your kid. The kids are the image of you.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Look, my mama never went to jail. I have. I never heard my mama cuss. I cuss like a sailor. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, he got to be my daddy.
It sounds like you might have the character of your daddy, but the heart of your mama.
Yeah, because I remember my daddy, he was a veteran. He was ex-military guy. Uh-huh. And he used to get drunk and he used to raid cane. I was little, but I remember though. So I'm like, And you know, I've been one day, I said, "Ooh, Dad, I can't wait till I get grown. I'm a cuss just like you. I'm a cuss just like you." You know, it sounded so good when you were cussing. I'm
trying to get grown, man. Now, where did y'all grow up at, Lola?
On 18th Street. 17th Street, 18th Avenue, right down around the corner from Anderson Hospital.
Okay. Mm.
You know, we were coming up, folks, to make fun of that house we stayed in. That's a little house in the parish. That's a little shack. And the people that made fun of us, their house is gone. Mm. And that little shack, little house in the parish, still standing right there by that ditch. That little shack. That's the house of the parent. And they all gone. That little shack still standing. Mm. Right there, 18th Avenue, 17th Street, by the dish. A little pink house. He'd be orange back in the day.
Mm. Well, I was thinking, like, we're coming back on the end of 2019, going to 2020. And, like, I guess this year has been a real eventful year for you, too, because you've been running for office and seeing those things right there, right there. What do you take from this year that you're going to take into 2020 with you? What are you going to leave in 2019?
You know what? I really don't know. I haven't made my mind up. You know, I'm going to tell you, when I lost that race, it upset me because I'm like, all these people that asked me to run, they didn't even come to the poll to vote. Mm-hmm. Now, going back to the statement that I told you early on, Winston made on his audio, the people in District 2, Ward 2, has a low IQ. So you can explain things to them and they still doesn't get it. Mm-hmm. Okay, he delivered it wrong, but he was dead right. Because Ward 2 is the largest district among the five wards, mm-hmm. with very low turnout. Mm-hmm. Very low turnout. So I'm like, wow, as much I done on the east side of town, they couldn't come out and show me no support. All these excuses. So some of the stuff that Winston said, for as that go, he was dead on the money. He just delivered it wrong. But he was right. You can explain things to them, and they still doesn't get it. 2020 next year, the censor come around. When you fill out that censor, for the one that doesn't fill out, they actually hurting us because Raymond Newell now has the chance to go back and redraw that district and make it a conservative rather than a Democrat minority. You know, the Department of Justice, they drew that district 10 years ago for a minority to win that seat. Over 10 years ago, for a minority to win that seat. Mm. Raymond Newell done got it three times in a row.
Yeah.
Department just gonna say, "Hell with it, y'all had your chances. You didn't go out to the poll and vote."
See, one thing I think there should be term limits on that. You know, yeah. I don't think somebody should be able to win.
I think that's all political
systems. Yeah, I don't think somebody should be able to win 4, 5, 6 sometimes in a row because you just kind of get complacent at some point because you're like, "Hey, I'm still in here 20 years later."
Look how long George been in city council. I think since '92.
Yeah.
Since '92 and move. I'm
thinking
about George.
That's over
30-something years. Yeah, see, I think there should be term limits. Because I think you always need fresh faces, fresh ideas in there.
George being the same old George.
Yeah, and like I say, once you're in there for so long, it's like, I don't have to do anything. I'm just kind of here just to keep everything. Yeah, just pass keep everything running smooth and just how it poses.
This is the same guy that stood right there on the podium and said that he don't think working in a hostile work environment is a bad thing. Working in a hostile work environment is not a bad thing. That's what George said. I had to get him to follow the city council meeting. Mm. We got some people that come up killed out there in Lockheed due to working in a hostile work environment. Mm. And you said working in a hostile work environment is not a bad thing.
Right. That's real.
I mean, that dude was an idiot. Mm. But he personally master. Well, he tell a person to do, person does. He getting solid washing everything out there on the north side of town in his area.
Yeah.
Do you see any solid going up in your area? Oh. Where you live, Cole? Where you live?
I stay on the north side.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know it. Well, you get it. You tell me what your sidewalk. You get it.
So let me ask you, Lolo, going into 2020, what are some changes you would like to see for the city of Meridian or for Lauderdale County?
I would love to see some better paying jobs, more road pavement. Couldn't these ditches and all this fighting and bigger. Ooh. And one side of people, I can't stand people that squatter the fence. You get what I'm saying? Squatter the fence. Tell you one thing, but when it's time for action, you switch up on me. I just can't stand for someone to tell me something face to face, and then when the meetings start, you saying something different. That would make me lose trust in people.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you like this. I got out there and I campaigned and helped a good many people out. I worked more than some of them worked campaigning for themselves. Matter of fact, I campaigned for some of them harder than I campaigned for myself. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when I get ready to run, where was my help?
That's kind of how it go though.
That's a part of people. Like, I think that's more people keeping their word than not keeping their word, and like are keeping it than giving it the same energy you give them.
I had very few helping me out, and I can name them. I had very few, but I'm out there from sun up to sundown helping the other folks out, and then when I ran, they got all kind of excuses. But guess what though? 2021 coming. And they gonna reach out to me.
Right.
It's cutthroat. Uh-oh. Where was you in 2007? Where was you in 2019 when I needed your help?
Right.
That's what I don't see no improvement. I don't see none. Percy Bland, he stays downtown. Man, you've been out of town for 6 years. Tourism. Beautifying downtown, planting trees. What about the residential area? When folks come and visit, they want to look at the downtown. Oh, they want to go to the residential area too. And it looking like the boondock. Come on, dude. You've been out here 6 years. Only thing he loved talking about is that art and entertainment center, which wasn't his idea anyway. That was John Robsmith's idea. He loved talking about the 3-foot building. And it's crumbling. You walk down there, you start to get hit in the head if you see this. And he loved talking about that 3-foot building. It's old. He loved talking about it. And then I'm going to tell you this, too. When they open it up, don't y'all get no room there. I don't care if it's free or charge. Because they ain't got that stuff out of there. What you call it? Ambassador.
Ambassadors, yeah.
They ain't get it out of there. Even though person got on the news and said it was clean, clear. That's a lie. I had two sons that were working there. The crew that they sent to Louisiana to get them certified to remove that stuff, they got rid of them. So they never sent anybody else off the train. And he gets on the news. We clear that. No. He's lied. He lied. I have a son right now, subject, constantly having a headache, constantly going back and forth to the doctor's. So I hope you didn't breathe that stuff in.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. Well, Lolo, in the future, if you have any aspirations of running for office, you have more than welcome to come to this platform and announce or just say or just speak on what you want to do and get your word out. And that's to any candidate that wants to come.
I'm gonna run for supervisor again. But this time right here, I'm gonna be more prepared. I've been in this political arena for some years, but I never ran for a seat. I won't prepare for anybody to give my dog antifreeze. I won't prepare for anybody to put sugar and candy bar in my tank and drop and put and drain my oil. I wasn't prepared for all of that right there.
You thought it was going to be like a rough office and we're going to keep this house lit?
I wasn't prepared that somebody was going to steal over 300 signs. I put them out too early for once. And I always tell people that sign doesn't vote. People vote. But when they don't see your signs out there, they just take their ass and get somebody else. Well, since you run, I'm going to vote for you, Craig. Because there's no Lolo sign because folks don't stole them out. Matter of fact, I got over 100 signs at my house right now that I never put out because my signs were coming up stolen. So you seen more of Craig's sign out there than you seen in my sign. And I had way more signs than both of my opponents together. But you didn't know because they were being stolen. And then, you know, the night after the election, somebody had to dash and throw like 30 of them back in my yard.
Through all of them?
About 30 of them back in my yard.
Wow.
Even threw some of Cornelia's signs and some of the Nolo Lolo signs back in my yard. Even threw three of the big signs that I got made back in my yard. So whoever done it, they came through there on the truck to do that. And it was like at the near the street. Oh, they weren't going to go. I would come up. I would up in my yard. They was like near the street, but it was in my yard. And these folks crazy. They don't want change. They scared of change. And they knew I was going to do what I said I was going to do. I was the only candidate that actually announced my platform. I was the only one. If y'all been paying attention, I was the only one that said, if you vote for me, this is what I'm going to do. I was the only one.
Announce what you plan on doing. Gave points on what you want to do.
Tell me I'm gonna do. I'm gonna revitalize Tumasuma baseball field. Put a playground there. I was gonna revitalize Magnolia Swimming Pool, Magnolia Park, paving a street, tearing down overgrown lots, overgrown ditches, putting up brighter light. Everything I said I was gonna do, I was gonna do it. Either I was gonna fight for it. You know, you got, I've been the only Democrat, well, two Democrats, well, me and Joe have been the only Democrat if I would have won. The rest of them have been three Republican. And you know, sometimes they try to stop you from getting things in your area. But I don't think they would have had the ball to come at me. It would have been a throw down showdown there. Ain't about Ray Boswell game here. You been y'all know Ray Boswell. Only female version of Ray Boswell. What Boswell said, Bill Silent, Billy, you ain't nothing but a little old boy.
Oh, that was that's right when YouTube and everything popped up.
I love to meet some Ray Pops. You always get a good laugh from him.
We got caught up at JJ's that time. That was a real funny time.
But you know what, though? They try to make the man out to be a racist. When he got caught up with JJ because he dropped the end bomb. What they should have done was play what went on in the inside before he came outside.
Yeah.
He would been called some name, too. So he was upset. You know, I wanted to see if this going to be on the internet. I want to go into great detail about why it's on camera, but Mr. Boswell meeting somebody there that night. And when he got there, that person was somebody else and made fun of him. And there was some word that changed inside. This black guy called him crap and all that kind of mess. And he was just airing out his frustration.
He was reciprocating the energy he was receiving.
And so when it hit him on YouTube, the media reached out to me.
That's all you see.
You see, Boswell, you want to comment on Boswell? No, I don't want to comment. You don't want to comment. No, I don't want to comment. I guess they said, yeah. Since she loved controversial, let's hit up Lolo. Let's get her. I said, no, absolutely not.
Well,
he was just being himself. He ain't no racist. He forced him a racist. I tell you one thing, he done a hell of a lot more for District 5 than the supervisor they have there now. He's still taking credit for things Boswell done. Ain't that right, Kyle?
Well,
you are enriched with history.
I think on that note, we might can wrap it up there.
We're going to have Lolo back, though.
Yes!
This has been good. I ain't gonna lie.
Lolo, we appreciate your time.
And I appreciate y'all for having me.
Hey, anytime. Anytime you want to come back on, if you run for campaign, for you know another campaign, please come back on.
Appreciate
you. You have Miss Ray and Dracula. She want to come on, please tell her. We'll come.
Absolutely.
We'll do it.
Tell you what, you want to release some frustrations.
Bam!
There you go.
One last question before you go. As all my guests, are you still down?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Hashtag that.
Oh, y'all, this is good here.